free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about masks. We're going to talk about testing. We're going to talk about legal trials because this is now being tested in court. People are pushing back against the lawless executive orders. And we see that a lot of people are beating the rap in terms of these fines, business orders, owners who are pushing back on this. And folks, that's the way we get out. As a matter of fact, one of the business owners who just won in court in Pennsylvania, the governor of Pennsylvania, Wolf, a Democrat, was so angry about this particular business that didn't follow any of his orders and demands that he basically withheld $13 million from the county. The judge just says, it's not a law. It's an executive order. You don't have to do any of this stuff. They can't punish you. And the business owner said, look, I'm not talking about getting people to get guns together and starting a war. Just open up your store. Open up your church. Live your life. Don't let these people mask you. Don't let them deprive you and especially your children of oxygen. We're going to talk about the harmful effects of the mask, the physical effects of the mask. But before we do that, let me just talk about the harmful effects of how we're being gagged. Right? You know, we got a lot of corporations that say that they have the authority to force you to wear a mask. And they're going to tell you that they have the authority to deny you entrance and to participate in society unless you've got your health passport or your vaccine immunity passport. That's what's coming. This is already rolling out in Ireland now. And we got video of that. In the same way that it's been used in China. We are turning into China. This whole thing is turning us into China. China has been the beta test site for all this stuff. And now these tactics, these techniques are being rolled out just a few months after they're being done in China. They're being not only tested there, but they're being modeled there for these bureaucrats who want to run our countries like these Chinese mafia figures, Xi and others, are running China. We must not stand by and let them do this to us. And this is happening across Western countries, whether it's Australia or Ireland. We've got detention camps and other issues that are being discussed in Canada and, of course, in America. We've got to push back against this, folks. But when we look at where this is all coming from, and the precedents that have been set. As I said yesterday, when we talked about the Google antitrust trial, it's not nearly enough. And it is a misdirection by the Department of Justice to make you think that they're doing something about the central issues of putting a gag on your mouth on social media. That's a corporation doing that. That's what they're now going to do in terms of your ability to be able to conduct yourself, be able to travel, be able to shop, be able to work. The corporations are going to be doing that to you. They've established a principle that can gag you on social media because they own the internet or they own this public square. And now they're going to do that elsewhere. Good example of this, and we'll talk about this more, running out of time before the break. Facebook demonetized Babylon Bee. Demonetized them. That's just one step from kicking them off. You know, that's how they make their money, frankly. Why? Because they did a Monty Python spoof. Remember when Daily Beast tried to get me kicked off of Twitter because I talked about a Babylon Bee satire piece? Yeah.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform. And now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information, and the Chinese information and the photos, the crack pipes and all the rest of it has been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, October 21st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 219. 219 days of America lockdown, held hostage. We are having gags put over our eyes by social media. Of course, they have gagged our mouths, and now we have literal gags over our mouths. We're going to talk about all that today, as well as this item right here. New information about a new element of risk with the vaccines that are being rapidly prepared by the White House. Weaponized for the Department of, quote-unquote, defense. It's the military that's running this stuff, folks. And they're going to be using the indefinite detention for people who do not follow their health passport orders. I'm going to show you yet another example from yet another country, formerly part of Western civilization, now being subsumed into all of the Chinese tyranny, fascism, despotism, corruption, crony corporatism, mafia-style government, Ireland. We're going to show you what's happening there because it's coming here. It's coming here. It's coming to Canada, the UK, the US. It's already in Australia. It's going to be going in New Zealand. First of all, the vaccine. This is something reported by Forbes magazine. Researchers warned that some COVID-19 vaccines could increase the risk of HIV. Oh, there you go. Now, where'd that come from? Let's see. Fauci's warning them. Oh, don't do it. Don't make me do this. Fauci's NIH said, don't use the adenovirus, AD5. Remember, we were talking about that last week. Actually, we had, we were talking a little bit more in detail about the vaccines with Del Bigtree. You know, say, well, you know, some of these things are directly messing with your RNA and DNA with a messenger RNA, turning your body into a vaccine manufacturing facility. What? Yeah, that's the, that's how they're pitching this. Oh, we don't, yeah, you know, we can do this so much faster, says Moderna. We can do it so much faster because we can use your body to manufacture the vaccines. not the antibodies to manufacture the vaccines. And so they're going to do that with direct modification of that. And then we have these adenoviruses, I think is the way you pronounce it. But it's a vector to transport some of the HIV genetic material into the body. Oh, okay. How about that? So this is the approach that's used by some of the other. And I said, look, it doesn't, you're making a distinction really without a difference when you start injecting these new toxic ways of giving people immunity, quote unquote. I don't believe these things work anyway. I have concerns about the adjuvants, the preservatives that are put in there. The adjuvants are things that they put in to irritate your immune system, to try to get your body to react to this and to create antibodies. And, of course, that sets off a trigger of a lot of other things. Now they're going to be doing all that stuff plus direct modification of your RNA, DNA, or injecting another virus in there that can carry HIV. Exactly how the vaccine increased the risk of HIV transmission is unknown, but a conference convened by the National Institutes of Health recommended against further use of the AD5 as a vector in HIV vaccines. Now there are four vaccine candidates that use this. Four of them. They didn't name which ones are being talked about here in this, but I believe one of them was the AstraZeneca. And we've seen some very serious neurological effects from these various vaccines in the early trials. Ad5 is used as a vector in some COVID-19 vaccines. Science Magazine identifies four such candidates that are currently undergoing clinical trials in many countries around the world, including the U.S., with two in large-scale phase three trials ongoing in Russia and in Pakistan. Now, this Ad5, this virus, this vector to carry HIV, it's just one of the many things. Like I said, you know, the toxic preservatives, the irritants to essentially inflame your immune system. And in some people, we believe that this creates long-lasting autoimmune disease. But that's just some of the issues. I mean, they use aborted babies, eternal cell lines that come from aborted babies and from cancer patients. Those should also create not only medical concerns, but ethical concerns. And so when you look at this, as we move forward with this, the question is, why are these things still being funded? Why are they still being pushed by the Trump administration? That's the real question. And why aren't you demanding that it be stopped? If you support President Trump, if you think that he is really on your side, you should be complaining about this to them. Instead of passively sitting back and saying, well, I know he doesn't have any ill will towards us, and I know he would never allow anything bad like this to happen because this is President Trump, and even though he's creating a massive stockpile of 300 million of these to be distributed by the military, I know he really won't do that. This is the kind of insanity we heard about Barack Obama when he put indefinite detention by the U.S. military, snuck that into the NDAA. The bill that funds the defense industry, everything in it, the military and the defense industry itself. Oh, that's something we've got to push through. So it doesn't matter if they put something as bad as indefinite detention by the military without any due process. Just grab the people, do the due process later, maybe, right? And when we complained about that, and we did complain about it because it was Obama. It wasn't Trump. So we complained about that. And when we complained about it, they said, don't worry. It's Obama. We can trust him, said the left. Obama said, I'm not going to do it. In the same way, we got President Trump saying, you can trust me. I'm not going to do the vaccine stuff. And now the conservatives are saying, yeah, stop complaining about President Trump. Don't raise this issue. You better raise this issue. Don't let your partisan blinders allow you to give a pass to these people on indefinite detention because it's Obama or on vaccines because it's Trump. They're not even the ones in control. The ones in control are the military-industrial complex, the CIA, the intelligence services, the police state, and they're creating a Chinese society here. These globalists got exactly what they wanted in China. They used slave labor, complete surveillance, complete control, and with a few elite in charge of everything and owning everything. And that's the system that they want to put here. And, of course, all the different details of it, the biometric surveillance, the passports to live your life granted by these people as long as you're not a troublemaker, the complete control of everything that you see and hear, attacking you, depersoning you, shutting down your business if you're not part of the insider clique. I mean, that's really what we're seeing here. When we talk about non-essential businesses being shut down in America, that's essentially the Chinese style. You know, you don't do business in China unless you are doing business with somebody who has connections with the Chinese mafia, the Communist Central Party that controls everything. These guys have a share in everything. And so you give them a cut, and you can do business. Otherwise, you're non-essential. That's what we're seeing here in America. That's what all the stimulus has been doing. It's been not only shutting down 100,000 businesses, but handing over power and handing over massive amounts of cash to the people who are cronies of the Republicans and Democrats who are in power. And this is all being done. So the military industrial complex, DARPA, the intelligence services can watch and control everything that you do. You better start pushing back on this. We're going to talk about how to do that when we come back. Stay with us.
It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind when we talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How do I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We'll be right back.
Okay, one of the most egregious lies I think I have seen in this whole novel that has been going on now for 219 days. Yeah, 7 months. This is insane, folks. And insane that it continues to go on. But here's what we have being reported by Fox News. And consider the source. These are the people who push big pharmaceutical agendas, pushing vaccines on a daily basis. They have a very pretty young doctor who comes on early in the morning when I'm making my coffee. And she gives like the vaccine happy news update report about how safe it is. And we already know it's safe. And we already know how effective it's going to be. We haven't even begun the testing yet. She's been doing this for months. For months. And she's got some book that she hawks. Make America Healthy Again or something like that. Anyway, Fox News is now reporting that a Texas woman died of coronavirus during a flight. And this has been confirmed by officials. What officials have confirmed this? Why, it's none other than the Ebola judge himself, Clay Jenkins, the Dallas County judge. Yeah, he's kind of like the Judge Roy Bean of the 21st century. This is the guy, if you remember a few years ago, I've talked about him many times. We had an illegal immigrant come in from Africa with Ebola. But, you know, it was racist and xenophobic to think anything about that. We had the Ebola judge go to his apartment. Move his family out, did everything he could except lick the walls to show everybody, see, there's nothing to fear. You know, this is a black guy here and he's an illegal immigrant. You're a bunch of bigots if you think anything about Ebola that kills 80% of the people, liquefying their internal organs. But, you know, you shouldn't worry about that. He said, don't stop that Houston-Dallas football game. We got lots of doctors and nurses, lots of hospital beds. We don't have any problem with Ebola, but boy, he's got a lot of problems. This is the same Ebola judge who came after Shelley Luther, tried to put her in jail, levied thousands of dollars against her for running a hair salon there as a single mother who was being put out on the streets by his orders. It's unnecessary. So now he's the one, the official, who confirmed, she had Ebola. I mean, I'm sorry, yeah, Corona. Yeah, it would have been fine if it was Ebola. Well, maybe not. It would have been fine if she was an illegal immigrant. The unnamed woman passed away on the tarmac while the plane was preparing to depart Arizona for Texas. It remains unclear if the woman knew she had contracted the coronavirus. Now, the passenger lived in the city of Garland. Now, here's a couple of issues of why I'm calling this total BS. Total BS from Clay Jenkins. First of all, she died in Arizona. She died in Arizona. He doesn't have any information about this. This guy is a political operative of the Obamas. He's not a doctor. And he's not even in Arizona where the body is. He doesn't know anything about this. Neither does Fox News. They're pushing a different agenda. They say she was in her 30s when she died on a commercial flight in July. And she was trying to get out of Arizona. And why are they putting this out now? Why are they putting it out in July? Why is it not somebody from Arizona? Why is it not a doctor? Why is it not somebody who's done an autopsy? Why is it Clay Jenkins? It's all politics. It's all politics, folks. They do admit that she, quote, had underlying high-risk health conditions. What does that mean? That means she died from something else. She had respiratory illness as part of other conditions. Yeah, there he is. When Ebola came to town and Judge Ebola, Judge Jenkins, did his thing, he got a visit from Obama himself, and from Fauci, and these other people. They came here after those two nurses nearly died because they treated the patient who did die from Ebola. But, you know, he was lauded by the national media because he was fearless in the face of all of this, and he was keeping everybody calm. They didn't want anybody to panic over Ebola. They want you to panic over a cold and the flu. So she was ill. She was having trouble breathing on the plane. She had underlying high-risk health conditions, quote-unquote, said the Ebola judge. And he said, well, we don't know a whole lot. And here we are. We're in, we're not in July. We're in October. He still doesn't know a whole lot. That's right. We may know if she was aware she was sick. We may not even know that. All this took place in Arizona. So why doesn't Fox News go to Arizona and get some facts? Because they're pushing fear. And, but then the judge does have something to warn us about. He added that the woman's death serves a quote, a reminder that there are no age restrictions on COVID. That's right. But there is every other kind of government restriction based on COVID. No age restrictions, but there's every kind of restriction you can imagine. As a matter of fact, questions were brought up by Deutsche Bank and other people doing analysis of the Deutsche Bank, Bloomberg, other people doing analysis of the CDC's own data. They said, it's kind of interesting when you look at this because there's virtually no deaths under the age of 45. And almost all the deaths are 75 years old and older. As a matter of fact, most a big spike at the over 85. Said it's remarkably consistent that the deaths fall around the 80 to 82-year-old mark. And they said, but then there's another thing that's interesting about this virus. The U.S. is a remarkable outlier. How come there are so many more cases in the U.S.? And why are younger people dying in the U.S.? Because everywhere else, the deaths are centered around the over 80s. As a matter of fact, you look at Belgium, the average age of death from COVID is 84. In other words, these are just natural causes that they're calling COVID. In the U.S., 75. Why is that? Well, they said, and you look at this, you could ask, is this even real? Is the CDC padding this number? Of course they're padding it. But nevertheless, there might be other explanations. They say the U.S. has a lower life expectancy than the Czech Republic or Chile. It's lagged only by countries that are significantly poor. So first of all, we have a lower life expectancy. So that's one of the reasons why it would be lower. And why do we have a lower life expectancy? Well, it's an extension of a far more serious problem of obesity. The greatest life-shortening effect of obesity is diabetes. And guess who's got the most diabetes? Well, Mexico has the highest rate, followed by closely behind by Turkey and the U.S. Only Mexico has a higher obesity rate and a higher diabetes rate. That may have something to do with it because it is a high-risk health condition. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the mask regulations, ways to fight them, and businesses that have fought back and won, because this is where we're going to fight this. You don't have to grab your guns or your guillotines. Just open up your stores, open up your churches, live your lives.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 are now back in stock after being sold out for months. They're sold out because people know that high quality B12 and a good mix of vitamins, minerals, especially zinc, boost your body's natural defenses and are critical to your immune system. Well, both products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, just 2 weeks out from the election, and we're offering them both at 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points in your next order. Also, if you sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. That makes many of the things we're selling lost leaders. Now, we have had a big clearance sale going, so a lot of stuff sold out. A lot of the other stuff is close to selling out, but some of our best sellers are still there, and some of them have actually come back into stock. And because of your support, we've had the money to reorder and get the other things that have actually sold out, so those should be back in stock as well soon. Thank you so much for keeping InfoWars on the air. Obviously, we're critical of the fight, and you've helped win the war against the globalists so far. As I tape this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. The whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Oberman's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying.
This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent. It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation. A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes. But the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of the money. But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime racketeering is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to live your life normally. Not allow these people who disavow any responsibility to the law or the Constitution that they swore to. Or these sorry shop owners who have now become, in their mind, some kind of combination between cops and doctors. Neither of whom have the authority to force you or order you to do anything, frankly. There is no law that allows the police to order you to do this. And, you know, doctors don't have the authority without some kind of a legal document. They don't have any authority to force any kind of treatment on you, do they? Right? So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we're just talking about the lie being put out again by the Ebola judge in Dallas about somebody dying from a 33-year-old dying on a flight. Oh, it's had a lot of other high-risk underlying health conditions. Yeah. I got this email. Of course, you want to send emails to me, you can send it to the David Knight Show, davidknightshow@protonmail.com. Make sure you put the show in there because there is some address. Some poor David Knight somewhere is getting a lot of stuff. but I got this from the UK. Person says, listening to your show in Blackpool, England. We have a daily COVID figure that's put out on TV every night. The powers that be keep changing the small print with these figures. The latest one reads 16,000 positive tests, 68 deaths of any nature after testing positive in the last 28 days. They're not even trying to hide their lies anymore. That's right. I mean, look at that. If you look at those figures, why are we locking anybody down for that? Oh, well, people died. Yeah, people are dying from all sorts of things. People are dying from the lockdown. People are dying from suicides. Anyway, he also goes on to say that all deaths in the UK will be added to the daily COVID totals as long as COVID is mentioned on the death certificate. So no difference between positive or negative tests anyway. And that's the game they've been playing from the very beginning. And remember, we had the American Hospital Association, because money is involved, they put out a letter to Medicare and said, wait a minute, you're saying that you're not going to pay us for the COVID bonus that we get if we don't have some test or documentation for this? But you told us months ago you didn't have any tests. You told us a few tests that you had didn't work. You told us to do a clinical diagnosis. In other words, just guess. The doctor and the state senator who did that, who exposed that, he said, look at this. They're just telling people, presume that they've got COVID. If you want to get a bonus, presume they got COVID. If they've got any kind of respiratory, just presume it's COVID. That's nothing new. This is why I knew this was total BS from the very beginning. 220 plus days ago, I was telling you it was total nonsense, because I've seen this being pushed every year by Fauci, by the CDC. Oh, look, we got 100,000 people, 200,000 people who die every year from flu, they say. And yet, do they test all those people? Of course not. I've shown you the letters that they sent back to the doctor saying, don't send us a test anymore. The swabs, we don't have the capability to do that many tests. Just presume that they got this particular strain of flu if you think it's the flu. Say that's the issue. Say that's what they died from. By the way, the White Coat Summit video, the number two video that I played a part of that for you the other day, the introduction by Dr. Simone Gold, that has been removed from YouTube now. If you want to see it, we put it up on this show's band.video channel. And by the way, if you want to tweet out or forward out band.video stuff, especially on Twitter, I don't know if the other platforms are doing it. I don't do anything with Facebook. But Twitter has focused on band.video and is censoring band.video. If you want to get around that censorship on Twitter, just go to Post News Era, postnewsera.com, or you can go to 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com. That's easier to remember, perhaps. If you go to those two places, once you go there, you'll see the full band.video site. And you can bookmark my, once you go to the band.video, I'll take you to the homepage, and then you can see where my channel is there. Make sure you bookmark that. And then you'll also see on my channel that I have a spot for interviews and things. And we're going to put this White Coat Summit there as an interview. That's the way we're going to list it. So we're going to have it there. It'll be saved there. No matter what YouTube does, you're going to find it there. Remember, just go to postnewsera.com or 2020electioncenter.com. You'll find my channel there. Make sure you bookmark that. And then you'll see there, you'll have the full shows are one section that we've got. We have other sections that I cut out of the show on a daily basis based on a topic. And then we also have interviews that are there. As she pointed out, she said, wow, YouTube has removed our White Coat Summit video from its platform under fraudulent and manufactured pretenses, labeling it as spam, deceptive practices, and scams. This is about a medical debate. She says, YouTube is now openly censoring licensed medical professionals. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. You have to ask yourself, why are they doing that? Why is it that they won't allow any discussion at all of treatments? Again, nothing is allowed other than vaccines. Nothing is allowed to be talked about. Now, you saw how angry Bill Gates was that there were other treatments out there. It's not just hydroxychloroquine. It's not just steroids or over-the-counter asthma sprays. Or it's even things like the approval of the blood plasma antibodies. Oh, he was furious about that. That's not part of my plan, says the world's doctor, right? Yeah, there he is rocking back and forth. Yeah. What's he possessed with? Anyway, somebody do an exorcism on him right away. Texas unemployment rate has now risen to 8.3% in September. And we're now 7 months into this, 219 days. The Texas unemployment rate rose to 8.3%, surpassing the national unemployment rate of 7.9%, and returning Texas to the unemployment levels of the Great Recession. See, Greg Abbott and the Republican Party are pouring tens of millions of dollars to keep Texas Republican. Well, you know what you could do? You could take the lockdown and the masks off of our faces, Abbott. Why won't he do that? Well, you see, he spent not just tens of millions of dollars, but hundreds of millions of dollars to a little shell corporation run by a guy with a phony resume to do contact tracing, MTX, up in Frisco, Texas. People across the board are saying, who are these people? Why are we giving them that much money? And that was at the very beginning of this. He's got to keep this thing going. This is a CYA. Cover your Abbott. Cover your Abbott. We got to keep the mask and lockdowns going on because, you know, Abbott's got a big investment in this corrupt little shell company here to do contact tracing. That's the next step that's coming. So they got to keep us locked down, keep masks on our faces. We don't care about a higher unemployment rate in Texas than the rest of the country. This is your Republican governor, by the way. All you people who say Trump and the Republicans have nothing to do with this, this is simply a Democrat scam. Yeah. Yeah. Look to see who's doing what, and then you'll know who's on whose team here. By their fruit, you will know them. Sublease space as well in North Texas has now topped over 9 million square feet available and is rising. It has been going up. Started in mid-March. Oh, let's see. What else started in mid-March? Oh, yeah, the lockdown. Sublease space has now been on the rise. It's increased 49% since January. Now over 9 million square feet of space here in Texas. So if you want to come here and get contact traced by the corrupt Coney partners of Greg Abbott, come on in.
History is now. History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out from the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got, and not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video, or write your own article, or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them, or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, together it adds up into giant things. Many hands make light work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you pay close attention to what big tech is actually saying, and more importantly, what they're actually doing, when they shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, that was a test to see if they could work in concert to totally suppress information, because they've also been on record saying coming up on Election Day and thereafter, they're not going to let anyone but, quote, authoritative sources
That means CNN, New York Times, what a joke, come out and say who the real winner is. That way they can contest the election even though Trump's the clear winner, hold everything up with the ballots, then cause a constitutional crisis, call for secession, and have the UN come in and declare the election for Biden. This is what John Podesta and others are on record saying. And so when you see them in concert censoring something like the Hunter Biden laptop story, that is a drill, that is a test to get all their systems ready, but also to condition the public that big tech works in unison to suppress speech and information. This is election meddling 101. This is illegal. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We got some disturbing news out of Australia. Four newborn babies died because they were denied heart surgery because of the travel ban rules, because of COVID-19. And this really is a good indication of what is happening in every aspect of our life. And we have cancer patients denied treatment. We have heart disease patients denied treatment. Now we have children who are being denied emergency heart surgery because of COVID travel rules. This is the insanity. And I guess you could say that they died of COVID, right? Complications due to COVID. They had other underlying health conditions that could not be treated, you know, because of COVID. So we're going to take a look at that. It's a new story that's up on Infowars.com. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products and the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, our Prepare with Alex is now back. A new week of masses savings, pre-Black Friday exclusives at Prepare with Alex. We have $100 off the four-week emergency food supply, $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, and we have other discounts on preparedness products at PrepareWithAlex.com. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Black Friday and October special, up to 60% off, triple Patriot points, free shipping on a wide variety of products. We have things like Ultra 12, our liquid vitamin B12, and that is 50% off, free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, your baseline vitamins and minerals, and an easy-to-take drink mix formula. You can make it taste any way you want. That's now 50% off, plus free shipping. Brain Force Plus, our final run ever, 50% off, plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. We have several other products like ExtendoWise, 60% off plus free shipping. And take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, just to give you an idea and an introduction to what's going on in Australia, because this is coming to us. I've talked about a couple of different things that we've seen in Canada. We've had a regional member in Ontario. I played you the clip for that a couple of weeks ago. where he was asking, what is this about these internment camps and stuff that you guys are, what is the purpose of this? Who's going to be put there? How long will they be put there? Can you get next question? They said, not going to give you any answers about that. Then you had, following that, a couple of days after that, we had a member of the Liberal Party. That's Trudeau's party, a part of the premier office, the prime minister's office. They were talking about what they're going to do in the next couple of months as the lockdown progresses. They're going to make it mandatory for people to have health passes based on tests. If you don't take the test, you're going to be locked down. Where have we seen this before? Well, we saw it in New Zealand. Prime Minister there, after they had four people in one family test positive, I don't know if anybody was sick, they locked the entire country down. They hadn't had a single positive test even in 3 months, but they locked the entire city down. And the Prime Minister came out of New Zealand and she said, well, you're going to be locked down there for 14 days and then we'll offer you a test. And if you don't want to take the test, you're going to stay there till you want to take the test. And you're not going to get out of there till you pass the test. This is what Canada is now talking about doing. And then part of what they were saying was that they were going to put everybody on universal basic income. They would offer to take away your debt, but you're going to have to surrender your wealth, your property as well. And you're going to have to take the vaccines and so forth. They don't do that. You don't do anything. This is rolling out everywhere, especially in the Five I countries. The Five I countries, US, UK, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, united by our spy agencies. That's what we can all come together. It's essentially one government because these countries are really being run by their spy agencies, especially the United States. Nowhere more so than the United States, CIA, the NSA. That's the real government. Yeah, all the elections, that's really kind of a party and a pageant for you. If you want to feel better about that, you better start realizing that Washington isn't going to solve your problems. Washington is the problem. And you don't even have a choice on the ballot because the real government, you don't get to vote for. Anyway, this is what's happening in New Zealand. Let's play video clip number two.
The shops in Melbourne have been shut for 13 weeks already. The Premier of Victoria says they must shut for another 2 weeks still. Is that a reasonable response to this virus?
No, it's not, sadly. And it does.
And this is a former Premier of
and sends
Australia
a message
speaking
from the Premier and his government, particularly to those in small business, that they have no appreciation at all as to, firstly, the economic damage they have done and are doing, but also the psychological damage they are doing. And to keep retailers closed going into Christmas, many of whom will not last beyond Christmas. In other words, they'll use this period to clear their stock, but many will not survive beyond that. To be able to keep our restaurants and our pubs closed, when across the border in New South Wales, they've been dealing with clusters much larger than the sort of numbers that we're recording today and yesterday. And yet this Premier is actually deliberately setting out to ensure that so many of our retailers, businessmen and women and employees are denied the opportunity to trade. So that, Andrew, is my first point. A total disregard for the economic and mental well-being of so many in this community.
What do you think is driving this? Is it a sort of messianic desire to get rid of this
That's
virus
a good way to describe
that
it.
He will save us from it? Is it a lack of understanding of business? Is it a fear that if there's a third wave, he's finished? I don't get it. I mean, there's something bizarre going on that Victoria, with only 9 new infections over 4 days, still has the world's worst restrictions and the longest still going on.
Yes, well, we started off by trying to control the virus, contain it, and then they've gone for elimination, and now they're back to part control, part containment, and part elimination. And again, you only have to look at what's happening in New South Wales, and the contrast is very, very real. I think the other thing that's missing right now, as you know, Melbourne, Victoria, has been denied football fundamentally all year. We've been denied the finals. The MCG will be silent, empty on Saturday, all as a result of this government's failure. And yet they could have used this weekend as the start of the rebuilding of hope and optimism. They could have allowed our restaurants to open, with safeguards, of course, and our pubs, to people to celebrate. Now, football's not the only thing in the lives of Victorians, and health is very, very important. But you could manage the two. And again, the Premier has decided, no, you can't watch the game with your mates and your friends, you can't celebrate or commiserate, but the day after, we're going to relax the rules. This is an act of great personal cruelty. I think he's just punishing us. I think he's just whipping this society to death.
That's right. Whipping this society to death. Killing the society, killing the rule of law, killing freedom, killing economic activity. But, you know, hey, it's all in the name of saving lives. If one person dies, that's too many, right? What if they die of other things? This article we have at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com. Four newborn babies die after being denied heart surgery because of their COVID travel rules. Roll that clip that we played yesterday. I showed you how they've got the steel ring and they've got military-style checkpoints everywhere. This is in an area, as I pointed out, they've had 9 positive test cases. Don't even say that people are sick over the last 4 days. Show this. Remember, we played this yesterday. And they're going through, they're saying, oh, look, we found a stowaway in here trying to get out or to get in one way or the other. They call it themselves. They call it the steel ring. They had 4 babies that were born in another part of Australia where they didn't have the capability of doing pediatric, cardiac care. And they died because they couldn't get to here. They had to go to a place that was much, much further. 4 of them died. So this is not about health. This is not about saving lives. This simply is about whipping us to death. We'll be right back.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But 2 things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, we were just talking about the criminal actions that are being taken in Australia. A ring of steel. First, they said you can't go more than 5 kilometers. That's 3 miles, as we reckon them here in the U.S. They're now going to relax that a little bit, but as the former premier of the Australian state that has taken over $1 trillion in Chinese money, they're the ones who are doing all this. As they pointed out in the interview, they said we've had 4 cases over the last 9 days. That doesn't even rise to the level of an epidemic, folks, let alone a pandemic. But never mind. They're also now rushing through in Australia. I was sent this by another listener in Australia. The Australian Defence Force is trying to give itself unlimited, without time restrictions, without a sunset clause, unlimited access to an emergency, and even to bring foreign armed military onto the streets of Australia. They sent me a link to the bill. I haven't gone through all the different details of the bill to verify that it would bring in foreign armed military onto the streets of Australia. But yeah, it would militarize it under martial law. I've said this. This is essentially martial law for the last 219 days, even in America. You haven't seen the troops on the street. You haven't seen the ring of steel like we have in Australia. But if you have the authority that you can issue guidelines and recommendations, whether they are mandatory or just recommended, and shut down businesses, shut down 100,000 businesses, put down out of business 100,000 businesses. If you do that, you have suspended the rule of law. That is, by definition, martial law. They haven't put out the troops because we're just passively going along with it. In most cases, we're going to talk about a couple of businesses who resisted and are not being penalized for this. I want to go into that. But as we look at this, the beginning of this bill, as I said, I haven't had time to read through this to verify whether or not that's going to be foreign armed military onto the streets of Australia. But it does say that members of the foreign forces will have immunity from criminal or civil liability while performing their duties to support the civil emergency. This is the Defense Legislation Amendment, Enhancement of the Defense Force Response to Emergencies, Bill 2020. And so that's exactly what they're doing. They are fully militarizing this under martial law. And that is all being centered around the Australian state that has been paid off by the Chinese. This is the Chinese virus, folks. The lockdown that they modeled, the weaponized propaganda attacking Italian politicians who didn't want to follow that, and then continuing this ongoing assault in the media to push this unified narrative of lies about this situation. We all know it's not even an epidemic anymore. It's not even an epidemic. And they continue to do this. As a matter of fact, we had a Pennsylvania restaurant that was fined $10,000 for quote unquote defying Governor Tom Wolf's executive orders. But a Pennsylvania judge, a magisterial district court judge, Carl Garver, has ruled, quote, the family business was unconstitutionally cited and the restaurant is found not guilty. The crux, said the lawyers representing the business, the crux of the legal argument was that the orders issued by the governor and the Department of Health are legally unenforceable. See, this is the technocratic, bureaucratic tyranny. Oh yeah, we got the health department now making up these rules. They're not even doctors, most of them. The judge agreed with that argument. He said, you know, there are a lot of people, said the business owner, there's a lot of people who've said a lot of different things about our business here. We call it the Taste of Sicily. They said we were selfish. They said all we cared about was business and money. And it's like we need to make a living? He said, we don't apologize for that. But I'll tell you more about what the governor did to get back at the entire county because that one restaurant was open and people were visiting there without any of their guidelines and rules.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity.
more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about a couple of businesses who have successfully pushed back against people who tried to punish them. And I'm not talking about just Shelley Luther pushing back against the Ebola judge, the Judge Clay Jenkins in Dallas, who didn't have any problem with Ebola. If you had a problem with Ebola, you were racist. You were xenophobic. I mean, this is a black illegal immigrant from Africa. Are you kidding me? You're worried about this? Shame on you. And he was celebrated by the national media. Yeah, he didn't panic people. He didn't lock things down. He kept it going. He had two nurses who almost died. That patient did die. But that same judge tried to lock up Shelley Luther. And would have, but you had Greg Abbott trying to make amends for what he has done to lock us down, to put our unemployment level above the national average, to have our office space, vacant office space, jump up to over 9 million square feet, more than a 50% jump in vacancies since January, when all this insanity began. So to try to pull back some of that and to curry favor with his Republican base who doesn't really like this lockdown, the guy who's trying to do a CYA, cover your Abbott, over his $300 million contact tracing thing, he got her out of jail. But there's a couple of other developments that are now happening in court without a, it was the Dallas judge. That's actually elected office. But then there was also a courtroom judge. Both of them tried to hit her with a $5,000 fine and a jail term, and that was shut down. But up in Pennsylvania, when you had a restaurant called The Taste of Sicily, what they did was they decided that they would open up and they would allow customers to decide whether or not to wear masks. They would allow customers to decide whether or not they were going to social distance. Imagine that. And you could decide if you wanted to go in that restaurant. Can you imagine a society where you had that kind of freedom? Well, it'd almost be like you had a free country or something, which doesn't exist anymore in America. But it did exist there, The Taste of Sicily, a small town in Pennsylvania. And so to punish them for this flagrant rebellion against the imperial governor, Tom Wolf's orders, his executive orders, what he did is he withheld $13 million in federal relief. This is not even coming from the state government, but it was being funneled through the state government from the federal government. And he withheld $13 million in federal funds from the entire county, Lebanon County in Pennsylvania, to make his point. See, this is why Newsom and these other people are coming after these churches in California who are opening up on a weekly basis with thousands of people and have been doing it for months now. No masks, no social distancing. And unlike the people in the restaurants, they're actually singing, which they've told us, don't sing. That's why we can't have church, because, you know, we've now identified that singing is the worst thing you can do. So, you know, church is definitely out. But when these people just go ahead and live their normal lives, go to eat at a restaurant, go to church, it shows that these governors and these health bureaucrats are lying about this, and they can't take that. So he tried to withhold $13 million in federal funds. The only county in the state that was denied the federal money to punish them. Because you had, it wasn't just the business, but it was those horrible people who lived in Lebanon County actually going out to eat and living their lives without masks. I'll show you, right? Their license was temporarily suspended, and they racked up $10,000 worth of fines, but the owners said they don't care. This is what the owners said. It's really about civil liberties and our freedoms. It's about the right to be able to go to work, to make a living. We did what we had to do to comply and to contribute to stopping this at the beginning. Said we flattened the curve, and we closed at the we closed at all this at the beginning as he ordered the shutdown. But they reopened in May. So he said by the time it was May, we knew that this wasn't a true narrative anymore. So they opened up again. He said it was a tragedy what happened in the nursing homes, but we saw how this Governor Wolf, was picking and choosing who is getting the business waivers to operate or to not operate their business. He said, some people rob you with a gun, others rob you with a pen, and we ain't paying crap. Good for him. Good for him. His name is Mangano. Taste of Sicily. We don't care what the repercussions may be. We want the world to see how ridiculous it is for being penalized to go to work. Nobody's asking business owners to take up arms or to go to war. Just open your doors already, is what he's saying. That's it. Just live your lives. Open up your businesses. Open up your churches. If they try to shut you down like they did this guy, they pulled his license. They hit him with $10,000 worth of fine. And he said, all right, see you in court. You have the right, if they pull your license, you have a right to a hearing. Remember that? We talked about that at the very beginning of this. I had Eddie Craig on. He said, you know, this is pretty much the case in every state. Certainly is the case in Texas. If they pull your license, they pull your liquor license or something like that, you have the right to a hearing. You have the right to a trial. And you need to demand that you have a jury trial with these people as well. Because what they're doing has massive repercussions. And then if you have a jury trial, push jury nullification. All you need is one person that doesn't think that ought to be a crime to go to work. One person. If you have a hung jury, they can keep coming after you. Usually there's a limit of two or three times that they can do that. You only need one person in each one of those trials. Fight them on this. You got to fight. You got to fight for your liberty. All these people say, oh, yeah, we're going to get our guns and fight them on this. If you won't even fight to go to work, just live your life and challenge them in court, you're not going to do anything with a gun. You're going to be like a lot of these militia members who just like to shoot their mouths off and then get arrested for doing that. He said the mask mandate, the plexiglass, the social distancing, all those things the governor and Levine were implementing are not an enforceable citation. They can't enforce that. We're going to talk about that more, but I want to talk about one other barber. One other business. You remember Carl Mankey, the 78-year-old barber now? He's now 78 in Michigan. Remember a couple of days ago we played Gretchen Whitmer saying, yeah, if you want to be able to go out to eat and go to church, you've got to vote Trump out. I mean, what? That is one of the most cynical liars I have ever seen in my life. The Wicked Witch of the Midwest, right there. Unbelievable. I mean, the regulations that you put on people, you can't go to your vacation home, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't buy seeds in the store that you go to. And all that was done before all this mask superstition stuff began. But she claims that it didn't have anything to do with her. Well, they know who is the person there. He became a folk hero nationally. He violated Whitmer's mandates. He said, I could care less. If they want to put me in jail, then put me in jail. I will be governed, but I will not be ruled. This is a police state action. And the Michigan Supreme Court agreed. They have not only thrown out Whitmer's orders, and her own Democrat attorney general will not enforce them. She tried to do it a second time. They threw it out a second time. And then you had the Michigan Supreme Court agreed and removed the fines that she had put against him as well, vacated it. The sheer magnitude, they said in a majority opinion, the sheer magnitude of the authority in dispute, as well as its concentration on a single individual, the governor, Whitmer, simply cannot be sustained within our constitutional system of separated powers. And if we do allow this to continue, we really are, folks, under martial law. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you an example of how we are becoming China. all of the Western countries are. As Ireland extends their lockdown, they have now gone to the exact same system that we have seen in China. We're going to show you that video. And we also have other information about what you can do against the corporations. That's part of the China model. This uses corporations to control you. And we're going to give you an example of what you can do to fight for your freedom against these corporations who want to partner up and be the velvet glove on the iron fist of tyranny.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 are now back in stock after being sold out for months. They're sold out because people know that high quality B12 and a good mix of vitamins, minerals, especially zinc, boost your body's natural defenses and are critical to your immune system. Well, both products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, just 2 weeks after the election, and we're offering them both at 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points in your next order. Also, if you sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. That makes many of the things we're selling lost leaders. Now, we have had a big clearance sale going, so a lot of stuff sold out. A lot of the other stuff is close to selling out, but some of our best sellers are still there, and some of them have actually come back into stock. And because of your support, we've had the money to reorder and get the other things that have actually sold out, so those should be back in stock as well soon. Thank you so much for keeping InfoWars on the air. Obviously, we're critical of the fight, and you've helped win the war against the globalists so far. I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies. And we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump. But also in the information war, support independent media that tells the truth. Like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're going to have some updates on what's going on with the Hunter scandals. Hunter Biden's hard drive has now been turned over to the police in Delaware. They've confirmed that it contains child pornography, as we've been told by multiple sources. The laptop was then turned over to the leftist Delaware attorney general, Delaware attorney Kathy Jennings. This is reported by Lauren Witzke, a U.S. Senate candidate out of Delaware. She said it was turned over to leftist Delaware attorney Kathy Jennings, who turned it over to the FBI Wilmington office. So it's now back in the hands of the FBI. There you go. Where the story will end, presumably. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to end there or not. But we were already told that. We were told that it contained that. That's now been verified. But I want to take a look at how the U.S. is becoming China. How these tracking devices and these social credit scores that we've been told about for the longest time, how that is now rolling out. We see the martial law, the totalitarian society that is happening there in the Australian state that has taken so much Chinese money. We see the discussions that are being put out by multiple members in Canada, talking about internment centers, talking about having to have health passports, vaccine passports as conditioned to live your life. It's not really a projection. It's not too hard to believe it's going to happen in a couple of months because it's already happening in Ireland. Ireland is now going to impose a 6-week national lockdown. It's going to probably cost 150,000 job losses, but you know, no problem because over the last 7 months, they've had 1,850 deaths, they say. Now, if they're playing the same game that all the rest of these governments are playing, that, if somebody, no matter how old, no matter how many life-threatening illnesses they have, we can just presume that they've got COVID-19. Just label it that way. You get paid. So even if that were true, even if every one of these people died from COVID, only from COVID, even, is that even a pandemic in Ireland with the millions of people that are there? Over 7 months, you have 1,800 people die? Is that a pandemic, really? That you're going to shut everything down? When you look at what is happening with this, this is what they are talking about doing in Ireland. This is the health passport, and it is modeled exactly on what we saw being put out in March and April in China. Took them about 7 months, but this is coming to all the Western countries. Video clip number one, the health passport of Ireland.
Health Passport Ireland is created to protect our society and our economy. Built in Ireland by the RockU Group, the system uses the very best COVID-19 testing, combined with the latest mobile technologies. Health Passport Ireland is powered by proven and validated systems, allowing us all to take safer steps in our return to our normal way of life. Here's how it works. With Health Passport Ireland, everyone can now be tested for COVID-19 at any time, which helps to protect you, your family, our jobs, and our economy. Your COVID-19 test will be performed with highly accurate serological or swab tests. Your test is performed by a medical professional. After your COVID-19 test, an authorized healthcare administrator creates your Health Passport Ireland account. Your login details will be emailed to you immediately with a link to download your Health Passport mobile app. The authorized healthcare administrator securely updates your COVID-19 test results in your health passport. Once activated, you can easily display your COVID-19 status on your mobile. Your health passport can be scanned if you wish, which helps protect those around us. Your COVID-19 status will efficiently display as green, amber, or red, dependent on your test results. This allows us to go about our daily activities in a safer way. We can all use Health Passport Ireland in many ways, such as travel, hospitality, education, healthcare, construction, offices, entertainment, visits, and much, much more. Naturally, the validity of your COVID-19 test will expire over time, so an automatic reminder will be sent when it's time to be tested again. Your status will move to amber when your test period has expired.
Health Passport Ireland does not use Bluetooth or track your location. This preserves your privacy. The systems can work in harmony with existing government contact tracing apps. When a vaccine becomes available, your official vaccination status can also be displayed within your health passport.
What do we tell you?
You can even keep a diary of your international travel and events you have attended. Health Passport Ireland can be linked to existing secure medical systems if required. For example, at your GP or hospital. You can visit www.healthpassportireland.ie for more information. Health Passport Ireland, working together to protect our society and economy.
Yeah, it's all for your protection. We're protecting the economy by shutting it down and killing 150,000 jobs. And we're protecting your health and your freedom. Isn't this wonderful? We can go back to living our normal lives. And I told you this from the very beginning. It was 2 weeks ago. I showed you Boris Johnson. He says, well, I've been told that we can do this test and we could have its results in about 15 minutes or so. And then you can go about your normal business and get tested on a daily basis. And I gave you that information 2 days before the lockdown began in March. Showed you the plan, you know, the wristband and how you're going to have a daily test to do whatever you want to do. And now they've just discovered, they just thought of this. They just thought of this. Now, and the Irish people, of course, they begin by saying, it's been developed in Ireland. This has not been developed in Ireland. This was developed in China. Now, the Associated Press article here from April the 6th this year, a green symbol on the Chinese smartphone screens allows subway travel, hotel check-in. The new health code is a tool to get the economy on its feet. Good job, guys, putting in that picture that we've been showing you for a long time. There you go. It's in Chinese or whatever, right? There you go. From China to Ireland. Oh, they're just developing this on their own. They have no influence at all from the Chinese. Right? And this was something that they put in. Obtaining a health code is simple. It's so simple. It's so easy. And if you don't do it, you're not going to do anything. And this is what they've been saying in China about the social credit score. Before this ever came, articles in The Atlantic, articles in Bloomberg. I was telling you this before Italy was locked down. I was reading you these articles. I said, look what they're going to do to us. I said, they are bragging about this in The Atlantic and Bloomberg saying, we need to be able to, you know, this social credit score system where they controlled everything that everybody did in China. That was pretty creepy. We understand. Yeah, I don't like that. But, you know, now because they have that system, they're in a much better position to be able to handle this pandemic of the novel. And we're going to need to do something exactly like that if we're going to survive. And they were doing that before Italy was even locked in. They were already bragging about how they wanted to bring China to the U.S. And that's exactly what they were bragging about with AP. They loved this idea back in April. April the 6th. They love this. And we were only 2 weeks into our flatten the curve thing. No masks at the time. And I told you from the very beginning, I said, these health passports, which are tied to the tests, it all goes back to the tests. These tests that don't measure anything. You get a test, you get a health code, and then they're going to transition, as you just saw in that video, they're going to transition into your vaccine immunity passport. You won't travel anywhere without it.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. Black Friday in October.
Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12. Take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October. As I tape this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. The whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Olbermann's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about what's going on in Ireland. Oh, yeah, we developed this in Ireland. Look what we came up with. We got this thing on your smartphone. After you get your test, it'll give you a green, yellow, or red. What happens with the red? Well, you go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200 universal basic income check unless you jump through all the hoops, take the vaccines, and so forth. Yeah, that's the other part of this that they don't talk about. What happens when you're in the red? House arrest is the very least of what is going to happen to you in the near future. But going back to April, as the AP was talking about this, green is the health code that says that the user can board a subway, you're okay. System made possible by the Chinese public's almost universal adoption of smartphones and the ruling Communist Party's embrace of big data to extend its surveillance and control over society. And what it's being, the only difference between their society and our society is that they just imposed social credits, dragnet surveillance, biometric tracking in real time. They just imposed it on everybody. Here, they have to have an excuse to get you to give up your freedom. They got to scare you to death with a novel, a dystopian novel. And so we've got to have this as the Atlantic, as Bloomberg would say, we need to have this in order to cope with this pandemic. You know, look at these lucky Chinese. They were already under a system of panopticon surveillance. And we need to have that here, you know, keep you alive. And so they were cheering that on at the time. But again, this is a path. It starts with the tests. They're rolling those out now. Massive quantities. 150 million tests have been rolled out. That's what they have used to lock down the universities, where they've had a lot of people who have tested positive. Nobody's sick. They've had, I think, out of 75,000 cases, because, you know, they got a positive test result. They've only had three people even go to the hospital, no deaths in these universities, but they've used it to shut down the universities, and they're going to use it to shut down society. That's what they're going to use to create the second lockdown. And that is the tip of the spear. Then if you want to get out, you have to have your health pass. And then they're going to take it to the next level, which is a vaccine. But they're already going to monitor who the people are. As you look at this, they're already monitoring our behavior. Google mobility data suggests that Sweden's social distancing was much less than in other countries. They know that. They can look at that. They can look at your movement and your traffic patterns, everything. They can see if people are getting together. They've been able to do that for a very long time. And so they're already putting together data like that and showing that, well, you know, it didn't really make any difference in Sweden. They didn't wear masks. They didn't do social distancing. And their sickness and death rates are no different than other countries, better than many countries, as a matter of fact. But meanwhile, this article from childrenshealthdefense.org, this is the one that RFK Jr. works with, points out that Google and Oracle are already set up to monitor who is going to get the vaccine. And not only that, but to do tracking and tracing of people. And this is something that's been talked about by Moncef Slaoui in an interview with the Wall Street Journal published last Friday. He is the guy who is the vaccine czar, Operation Warp Speed czar. He's the guy who has been developing vaccines at GlaxoSmithKline. Then he moved to the Moderna company. He was on the board of directors, but he was tapped to be the vaccine czar. And if you go back and you look at these different conferences that they've had year after year, Moncef Slaoui is always up there with Francis Collins from the NIH. Usually, if Fauci is not on the dais, he is sitting there on the front row of the audience, and they usually acknowledge him. This is a little, tiny little group of the usual suspects, this little pharmaceutical mafia that they've got. And they're the ones who are running Operation Warp Speed, along with the Defense Department. The Defense Department. Nothing to see here, right? Nothing to be worried about. As they write on childrenshealthdefense.org, last week a rare media interview given by the Trump administration's vaccine czar offered a brief glimpse into the inner workings of the extremely secretive Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's public-private partnership. Whenever you see that public-private partnership, folks, that is Chinese corporate fascism writ large. That public-private partnership is the entire business model of China. They're not really communists. They're fascists. It's a merger of a corrupt mafia family running this with anybody who wants to do business. It is the Biden model. This is what Hunter and Joe Biden have been doing in China. They will bring that model to the U.S., and it's quite frankly, it's already here to a large degree. We have public-private partnerships about everything, and they're public-private partnerships that are not overtly recognized. Of course, the censorship that is happening on social media, being done by Facebook, by Twitter, by Google, that is a public-private partnership. It's something that is done under the table for now, but we know exactly what this is. This is a partnership with the military-industrial complex, with the CIA and these other people who put them in power. They will openly talk, as you saw Marco Rubio say, you're going to censor for us, not for China, right? Okay, well, we'll leave you alone. You can do whatever you want to. You can even purge conservatives and Republicans, we don't care. But you do what we tell you to do when it comes to China. That's the competition that they've got going. Anyway, this public-private partnership, Operation Warp Speed, delivering COVID-19 vaccines to 300 million Americans by this coming January. And what was revealed in this rare interview should deeply unsettle all Americans, writes the childrenshealthdefense.org. During an interview with the Wall Street Journal published last Friday, the captain of OWS, career big pharma executive Moncef Slaoui, confirmed that the millions of Americans who are set to receive the Project COVID-19 vaccine will be monitored via, quote, incredibly precise tracking systems, unquote. He said they will, quote, ensure that patients get two doses of the same vaccine and to monitor them for adverse health effects, unquote. Slaoui also noted that tech giants Google and Oracle have been contracted as part of this tracking system, but did not specify their exact roles beyond helping to, quote, collect and track vaccine data. Now, let me insert something here. I reported a couple of weeks ago that Gates's vaccine organization that is pushing this and has been pushing this at these conferences and so forth, you had a representative of that, Gavi, come out and say, well, you know, most of these vaccines, and we've never seen this before, right? Maybe that's a characteristic of their RNA, DNA modifying characteristics, that you got to get two shots about a month apart, 3 to 4 weeks apart. And so the Gavi representative, the Gates representative, came out and said, well, you know, we're going to be doing this in mass. Problem right there. I have shown you the documents sent to me from people who are working to create these vaccination stations everywhere. Money is no object. It's just a shell. 12 by 60 feet long, $50,000. We don't care about any building codes, just the electrical. That's it. And it says on the document, phlebotomy and vaccination. So they're going to be rolling these out massively, massively. You don't think it's going to be mandated? Okay. Well, you hang on to that. We'll see who's right. I'm telling you, it's going to be mandated one way or the other. And they bragged about this. New England Journal of Medicine has bragged about it. But the representative from Gavi said, well, the people are going to be just going everywhere to get this stuff done. And so we got to have some way to track them. We got to know when they've had the first one, and we got to know when they've had the second one. I said, well, why did they have to know when I get my vaccine if it's not mandatory, right? And now we see this. Google and Oracle have already got a contract to do this, they say. And so there's been indications that they've got a contract to do this, but we can't find the contract. Is it a secret deal?
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now, and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built.
Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates. COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and is being incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all lie. Then it's 2 months. Then it's 6 months. Then it's a year. Now, Bill Gates says 10 years. And people are now saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my binky. And so getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is non-essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Tracking that is being prepared. Oh, you think this is just China? Oh, maybe it's just Australia. Maybe it's just Ireland. Maybe it's just Canada. Maybe it's a global plan to enslave the world coming out of China. The real China virus, folks, is the lockdown. It's not a bug. It was a feature. That should be the motto. Yeah, COVID-19. It's not a bug. It's a feature. A feature for totalitarian control. And of course, a big part of this, and we follow the China model, food shortages are hitting China already. Not enough fresh food to go around. Over the past few weeks, Robert Wheeler from Organic Prepper, you can find this on Zero Hedge, been talking about the coming food shortage. Been pointing out the food shortage is going to hit the U.S. hard, but it's also going to hit the rest of the world. Look, all they have to do to create another food shortage, they did it before. Remember, they said, oh, look, we got somebody we think has got COVID at one of the meatpacking plants, so let's just shut down the meatpacking plant. And we've only got a few meatpacking plants. We've centralized the production of everything. And we have a lot of just-in-time delivery of a lot of things as well. I had a listener in Virginia say, I know somebody who works in the toner business. And they said there's massive toner shortages. You're going to find all kinds of bizarre shortages, not just because they're now arbitrarily shutting down anything they say is non-essential and don't understand what is essential and what isn't. They're not even qualified to do that, even if they had the legal authority to do that. They don't know enough. That's the whole thing about a free market versus a centrally controlled economy. The problem with a centrally controlled economy, even if you got really smart people, with, you know, like science and all that kind of stuff and like, you know, computers and readouts, computer printouts and stuff. The problem is they don't have enough data. You know, the free market is like a massive neural network. Decisions are being made all the time. And just like a computer, a CPU, central processing unit, just slows things down, creates a bottleneck. But you don't usually have bright people running these things. You have criminal people running these things. You know, we've looked at this in the past. I mean, just remember, we had Uncle Joe Stalin. He created a massive famine in the Ukraine, the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. He did it for political purposes. Look at Mao. I said this from the very beginning. I said, as everybody was saying, look at, we've never seen anything like this before. China is shutting down. This is a city of 11 million people. And it just put everybody under house arrest. We've never seen, this must be a serious disease. Right there, that shows that it's serious. Look at what China is doing. I said, that doesn't show that it's serious. China starved 60 to 80 million of its own people, because Mao wanted to establish political control and change the society. I said, that doesn't prove anything. These people are capable of anything. They lie about everything. And so now this is happening again in China. And it's going to happen here again. And so you want to make sure that you prepare. We've got our specials back at preparewithalex.com. Got a new week of massive savings there. We got $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply. Look, if you don't need it, it's going to last for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. We also have $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. Take a look at preparewithalex.com and also at the Black Friday and October specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off, up to 60% off. Triple Patriot points and free shipping on many of our most popular items. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula. Great testing, and you can get the same benefits you would get with a vitamin B injection. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Brain Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, all of those. 50% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points, many other products, heavily discounted, part of our Black Friday in October at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so as I pointed out, you know, we see in Sweden, I was talking about this with my wife, I said, you know, look at Sweden, they didn't have to do all this stuff. You have reporters from MSNBC walk in the streets and say, you know, oh, nobody here is wearing masks. And they're all looking at him like, who is this guy? What is up with him? He's got a mask on. He's doing his report with a mask. And people are walking by him on the street. There he is. What's going on? It's almost like there isn't a pandemic. And it's like, yeah, we understand. We know what's going on. And so you'd have all these excuses. You'd have disinformation campaigns in the New York Times saying, well, you know, Sweden has more deaths than Denmark. Well, that's true. You know, statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics. Lying organizations like the New York Times cherry pick numbers. But if you look at it overall and you compare them to other countries overall, you find out that compared to the UK, compared to Belgium, many other, Italy, they have much higher rates or comparable rates. Typically, Sweden has done better or the same than virtually every other country. And so people would say, well, they're social distancing. The Swedes just naturally social distancing. They're smart enough that they do these things without the government mandating it. Well, no, actually, they don't. Because we have Google mobility data showing that they didn't social distance. As a matter of fact, they did the least amount of social distancing of all the countries, and yet it didn't make any difference whatsoever. The lockdown or die narrative, folks, is a complete lie. But let me tell you what is coming. As I was talking about the childrenshealthdefense.org story and about the surveillance that it's on its way, the Wall Street Journal article from last Friday where you have Moncef Slaoui, our vaccine czar. Why do we have czars in the United States? That is a hallmark of authoritarianism. You know, czar comes from Caesar, right? And a Kaiser comes from Caesar, you know, the German authoritarian Kaisers, these people who are kings. We're supposed to have kings in America. I remember Bill Bennett when he was proud to be called the drug czar. And now we've had czars about this and that. And now we've got a vaccine czar. Well, you know, you might remember that Caesar, one of the reasons that he got assassinated by the Senate was because he had made himself Caesar, czar. He had made himself into an absolute dictator. And it was the death of the Republic. Yeah. because that office didn't die with Caesar. He crossed the Rubicon, and even though they double-crossed him, it didn't get rid of that office. And now we've adopted that. We've adopted that. So as they're talking, as Mansa Slaoui, our czar, is monologuing like a supervillain, here's what he had to say. The day before the Wall Street Journal interview was published, the New York Times also had an interview with Mansa Slaoui, who referred to the tracking system as, listen to this, quote, a very active pharmacovigilance surveillance system. Pharmacovigilance. Never seen that word before. But a very active pharmacovigilance surveillance system. During a previous interview with Science Journal in early September, Slaoui had referred to this system only as, quote, a very active pharmacovigilance system. What was the difference? I mean, you could stumble over that new word that he's coined. Pharmacovigilance. Who are they co-surveilling people with, right? He added the term surveillance system between the Science interview, interview with Science Magazine in early September, and the one that he had with the New York Times the day before the Wall Street Journal interview. Surveillance was a part of that. And they point out that Slaoui has only recently tacked on the words tracking and surveillance to his description of the system during his relatively rare media interviews. So who are going to be the co-vigilantes? That's really what they are. We're talking about setting up Google and Oracle to be vigilantes working in concert with the pharmaceutical companies. What could possibly go wrong? We got big tech marrying big pharma. Oh, we can throw in big tobacco as well. I threw them in yesterday because they're proud of their role in genetic modification for vaccines. So you got big pharma, big tech, big tobacco, and you got big surveillance. You got the CIA, the NSA, these people, part of the defense contracts. The two official Operation Warp Speed documents released in mid-September state that the vaccine recipients would be monitored for 24 months after the first dose of the vaccine is administered. And this would be done by a pharmacovigilance system. And we know who the vigilantes are going to be. We'll talk more about that when we come back. There's a lot more to this story. Stay with us.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off, with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I can't tell you how much this bothers me to see this happening. I take no delight in the fact that I revealed before we even entered into our lockdown how we're going to be testing on a daily basis, make that a requirement to do anything. We now see that happening today. Ireland is locking into, going into a full national lockdown now. And I said from the very beginning, not only did I know that that was what they were going to do, that the end game was going to be to push a vaccine on us, to use that to track us, to identify us, to impose the system of Chinese social credits. And we now see that. They've even got the same red, green, blue, calling it a health passport, saying that they're going to transfer this into a vaccine passport. You're not going to travel anywhere. You're certainly not going to do any international travel. I guess I'll never see Ireland now. I'm not going anywhere that I have to fly. Because I'm not going to take this. And that's where they're rolling it out here in the United States as well. But we see that the basis for this, when we look at what is happening in Ireland, this the strictest lockdown in Europe, level 5, and it's starting today. They're going to do it for 6 weeks. They know that it'll all be gone in 6 weeks. Where have we heard this before? Oh, we got to flatten the curve. We need to lock everything down for 2 weeks. Now they say, oh, we got to get control of this for 6 weeks. They had and they're doing the same types of things in Ireland that we've already seen in the worst authoritarian, totalitarian approach in the Western civilization in Australia, where they limited people to a 3-mile radius of their home. That's what they're doing now in Ireland. You won't travel past a 3-mile radius of your home. Think about that. This is rolling out one country after the other. And I said when I was talking about this a few weeks ago about Australia, I said I remember, just vaguely remembered the movie. It came out before I was born, On the Beach. And the premise of that movie was that there had been a massive nuclear war. They don't really talk about what started it. But there's this massive cloud of radiation. They can't get any radio communication from anybody in the Northern Hemisphere. And this radiation cloud is gradually moving south. So there's a U.S. submarine that made it out. They surfaced. Everything was dead. They went underwater and they headed towards Australia. But all the people in Australia, such a depressing movie. We went back and I said, hey, let's go watch that. I didn't really remember too much about that. We started watching it. Just had to turn it off. They had a great cast. Had Gregory Peck. Had Fred Astaire. Big name stars in it. Anthony Perkins was in it, pre-Psycho. Anyway, just turned it off because it was just so depressing. Everybody just sitting there waiting to die. And say, God, this is just where we are today. I've watched this cloud, this radioactive cloud of tyranny spreading around the world. And it's like On the Beach in reverse because it began in Australia and it's now spreading. In the Northern Hemisphere. Why? Because winter is coming. And what are they doing? Well, they're testing people. We've got to test you. They said that they had to do this because they had 1,283 coronavirus cases. But they said they only had 3 deaths in all of Ireland. And they've locked people down because of 3 deaths in Ireland. I mean, this is like not even a bad car accident. Seriously. We have car accidents here in Texas all the time. Kill more than 3 people. We don't lock down the entire country. Well, maybe Abbott will. Don't put anything past that guy anymore. He's got an opportunity to get a $300 million kickback under the table or something with his pals, his private public partnership. Maybe he will lock us down over one car accident. That 3 deaths. 3 deaths. So they can lock down the entire country for 6 weeks. Can't move more than 3 miles. And again, these are tests that don't measure anything. They don't make, they're not science. I'll give you a quote when we come back from Lord Kelvin. He knew something about measurements. He's the guy who came up with the standard for absolute zero, right? He knows about measurements. We'll tell you what he had to say about the coronavirus test when we come back. Stay with us.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
There are 10 million people in Ireland. 10 million people are going to be put under house arrest. They will not be able to move with further than 3 miles from their home. People will only be able to exercise within 3 miles of their homes. Same thing we're seeing in Australia. And why is this being done? Starting today. For 6 weeks. Why? Well, they said they had 1,283 tests. Positive tests. But fatalities remain low with just 3 deaths recorded yesterday. No new deaths were reported. So that's what's safe. Even though no new COVID-19 deaths were recorded yesterday, they're still going to do it. Why are they going to do it? Because they want to. They want to. And you saw what they're doing. Exactly the same thing that they've done in China. This is all the Chinese government model. It's being put into place by Quislings of communist China. Globalist Quislings who are imposing this Chinese system on us. Let me tell you about these cases that they've got. Nobody died. Nobody died yesterday. They had 3 deaths this week in a country of 10 million people. And we're going to lock you down. You're not going to travel more than 3 miles from your home. And that's for 6 weeks. Lord Kelvin is the one that, we typically talk about degrees Fahrenheit, the degrees centigrade or Celsius. Lord Kelvin went down to absolute zero. That's a temperature scale that's used in scientific community somewhat, but not so much with the weather report because it's really more concerned about a very low temperatures. Anyway, this is what he had to say about science and measurements. He said, when you can measure what you are speaking about and you can express it in numbers, you know something about it. When you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. And it may be the beginning of knowledge, but you have scarcely in your thoughts advanced to the stage of science. Oh, we got to lock everything down because of science, science, science. As I said before, this isn't science. This isn't even logic. To say that you have a test that doesn't measure anything, that's where we are right now. This is the Orwellian doublethink they want you to embrace. Both the PCR test, which the inventor who won a Nobel Prize for it said it cannot be used for diagnosis. Why? Because it magnifies a tiny trace of this stuff. And you don't know what the viral load is. And that's why you get people who don't have any symptoms, who are not sick, who are not contagious, testing positive. And then they use that as a political excuse. This is not medicine. This is not science. It's not math. It's not testing anything. This is simply politics and propaganda and excuses to impose their Chinese fascist system on you to track everything that you do. We saw that. with what they're doing in Ireland. Health passes, tests all the time, tests that don't measure quantity. The PCR test cannot distinguish from one coronavirus from another, first of all. But beyond that, they clearly say that it is not quantitative. Quantitative. And the new Abbott Labs rapid tests that cost $5 at the White House has spent $750 million they've blown on this test that doesn't measure anything. What it measures is your inability to think is what it measures. $150 million of these tests, $750 million to put them out there, and they say it's not quantitative. And not only that, it doesn't even pretend to measure a virus, which, by the way, the CDC was saying back in July, we don't have any isolates of this. Well, if you don't have any isolates of it, what am I to make of that? Do you even have it? Have you isolated something or not? You just don't happen to have any in stock right now? You can't send out any to anybody? I mean, what are they even measuring? Well, with the Abbott Labs rapid test, they're measuring some proteins that they say are associated with a virus that they say that they don't have isolates of. Oh, this is, I never would have thought that I would be covering this kind of news. I thought we'd be talking about tax rates. I'm not even so disappointed in these people. They're Machiavellian bastards. They will do anything for power. I'm disappointed in the American people, the people of Western civilization, so easily gaslighted into giving up their freedom and their dignity because of the psychological control. That's what I'm disappointed in. So when we look at this, this test is going to be used to take away everything that you have. It is a test of your compliance and your idiocy. But this is the way it's going to be done, because this is all going to go into the contact tracing. It all goes to the vaccine, the ID numbers, and the total surveillance and permission to travel. Do I have permission to travel? Your identity papers, please, right? It all goes back to that, because we are now occupied by these Nazis, these globalist Nazis, and you're going to have to show your identity papers wherever you go. It's just like occupied France. That's why I call these people Quislings, the Vichy government, the Quislings were in, or they, Sweden, Norway, somewhere, the Scandinavian country. That was the prime minister there. But yeah, this is the Vichy government, and you have to show your identity papers, please, to the Nazis that are going to be deputized everywhere. And we have big corporations that are going to be part of the co-vigilantes, pharma co-vigilantes. That's what our czar, our vaccines are, Mansour Slawi calls them, pharmacovigilantes. And an Operation Warp Speed document entitled, quote, from the factory to the front lines. Notice all the talk about war. Who are they going to war with? They're going to war with you. They begin it with economic sanctions, as they do all the wars. There's no declaration of it. There's no justification for it. There's no reason for it. There's no definition of when it will end, because they don't plan for it ever ending, just like they don't plan for any of these foreign wars that we've been engaged in to ever end. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense and their document, Operation Warp Speed document from the factory to the front lines, said that because the Warp Speed vaccine candidates are new and unlicensed vaccine production methods that have, quote, limited previous data on safety in humans. In other words, none. They haven't done any tests. They didn't do any testing even on animals. See, they're treating us worse than animals. They didn't bother to even test this stuff on animals. That's usually, we talk about the three phases of testing. Well, phase zero, if you want to call it that, would be testing it on animals. Then you get a small cohort of, people who are stir crazy in prison. I'll volunteer for that. Can I get out of my jail cell for a couple of days? I don't care what you inject me with. That's, phase one. Phase one for vaccines and for therapeutics. Then phase two and three for therapeutics are people who have the disease and you look to see if it works or if it kills them. In phase two and three of a vaccine, you don't do that. You don't do challenge tests. You watch them for a couple of years. That's what this is about. That's what they're talking about. But it goes beyond that. They're saying, well, we need to look at the long-term safety of these vaccines. It'll be carefully assessed during the pharmacovigilance surveillance and phase four clinical trials. Regarding a COVID-19 vaccine requiring more than one dose, a CDC document associated with Operation Warp Speed says, quote, for most COVID-19 vaccine products, two doses of the vaccine separated by 21 or 28 days will be needed. And because of this, they will not be interchangeable. A vaccine's recipient's second dose must be from the same manufacturer as the first dose. So that's their justification. They're also going to do this because they want to and because they want to make it mandatory and because you've already had a Gavi, that's the Gates Association, Global Alliance for Vaccine Initiative. And you have the guy saying, well, you know, they're going to be getting them in these sheds everywhere, so we got to have some central place to track everybody. See, we didn't want to do this, but, you know, it's just required for us to do that. The CDC document also references documents published in August by the John Hopkins Center, the usual suspects, with the Event 201 and the Dark Winter simulations. That was the first one that was done. Right at 9/11, that's when they rolled out these Model State Health Emergency Powers Act that people like Whitmer and others are using. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 are now back in stock after being sold out for months. They're sold out because people know that high-quality B12 and a good mix of vitamins, minerals, especially zinc, boost your body's natural defenses and are critical to your immune system. Well, both products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, just 2 weeks off from the election, and we're offering them both at 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points in your next order. Also, if you sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. That makes many of the things we're selling lost leaders. Now, we have had a big clearance sale going, so a lot of stuff sold out. A lot of the other stuff is close to selling out, but some of our best sellers are still there, and some of them have actually come back into stock. And because of your support, we've had the money to reorder and get the other things that have actually sold out, so those should be back in stock as well soon. Thank you so much for keeping InfoWars on the air. Obviously, we're critical to the fight, and you've helped win the war against the globalists so far.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying lockdown is permanent.
It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So John Hopkins, the Gates Administration, I should call it the Gates Administration, that's what it really is. The Gates Organization, the Gates Foundation, but it's the Gates Administration, global administration. But Event 201, Dark Winter, these simulations, Event 201, the last one they did, Dark Winter, or the first one they did. So from the first to the last, over 20 years, they've been doing these things, fine-tuning them, till they get an exact scenario. And it's usually the John Hopkins and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that are co-running this thing. And one of the co-organizers there, Thomas Inglesby, as reported by the Children's Health Defense.org, RFK Jr.'s organization, point out that Thomas Inglesby, who was with Dark Winter, said that the existing passive reporting systems being managed by the CDC and the FDA should be retooled to create an active surveillance system directed by the CDC. See, the CDC, which, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that they've all got military ranks and military uniforms, that Operation Warp Speed is populated by more military personnel than anybody else. The fact that these organizations are now putting up a veil of secrecy. You know, the joke, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. They don't want you to know what they're planning on doing to kill you, quite frankly. You know, we've seen this secrecy that began around the NSA. You know, the NSA and the CIA. CIA, they actually had a charter. And we had the church committee hearings when they were looking at the fact that the CIA had already been doing dragnet surveillance of people back in the 1950s and 60s. When they had those the Frank Church hearings, that was what that was all about. It wasn't about the heart attack gun and the assassinations. That's what the media made it about. But they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which they then turned around to use that to try to take down the Trump administration. They used it as a tool instead of as a constraint. And there were also House committee hearings at the same time. Person in charge of that was Pike. So that was the Pike House hearings. And they focused on the NSA. And when they called in the NSA, Pike, who was running the hearings in the House, said, I'd like to see your charter. And said, I'm not going to show it to you. That was the arrogance at that time. For the longest time, the NSA was referred to as the no such agency. They were created by an executive order by Truman. And you were not allowed to see that executive order. And so we've had this cloak of secrecy that used to just be around the CIA and the NSA, and now it has expanded out to everything. And to give you an idea of what's going on now, as these vaccines with new and novel DNA approaches using the Ad5 virus that can transfer HIV, that's the news today. So they have these new, dangerous, untested even on animals, vaccines that are being put out. They put a complete cloak of secrecy around everything as if it was some kind of a CIA operation or NSA operation. And that's because it is. It is. And you better understand what this is about. Damn it, I'm sick and tired of people just sitting here on the beach waiting to be exterminated. And that's what we've got here in this, not in just in this country, but everywhere. People just sitting here like a bunch of deer stuck in the headlights. It's, it'll be okay. Trump's in the White House. Trump is funding Operation Warp Speed. His administration is doing this. If he's not complicit, he's a total fool to be going along with this. Has the FDA apparently set up a firewall between the vast majority of its staff and Operation Warp Speed? It appears to drastically limit the number of FDA officials with any knowledge or involvement of Operation Warp Speed. What does this look like? They're running compartmentalization on this secretive vaccine program. And its end point is to surveil you. How many more ways can I try to connect this to people? The FDA's director of the Center for Drug Evaluation Research, Janet Woodcock, is the only FDA official listed as having any direct involvement with Operation Warp Speed and appears to be personally managing the firewall at the FDA. That's the compartmentalization. Nobody else is allowed at the FDA to even see this. While Monsef Slaoui and Warp Speed documents provide few details regarding what this tracking system would entail, Slaoui did note in his recent interview with the Wall Street Journal that tech giants Google and Oracle had been contracted to, quote, collect and track vaccine data as part of the system. Okay, so Children Health Defense.org writer, it's Whitney Webb who did this story. Excellent story. Excellent investigative journalism by Webb and by RFK Jr.'s organization. So he looks at this and he says, okay, so you got Monsef Slaoui talking about, you know, talking to Wall Street Journal, talking to Science Magazine, talking to the New York Times, talking about his surveillance system, talking about how he's got Google and Oracle set up to do this. And so he said, all right, so we wanted to see what the contract looks like. Guess what? You can't find one. A secret. The contract. There's a firewall of information, compartmentalization at the FDA, and the contract is secret. You can't even see the contract. Neither Google nor Oracle has announced receipt of a contract from the Department of Defense and Health and Human Services. There is no announcement of the awarding of any Warp Speed contract to either Google or Oracle. In addition, searches on the U.S. government's Federal Register and on the official website for federally awarded contracts came up empty for any contract awarded to Google or Oracle that would apply to pharmacovigilance system or any other aspect of Operation Warp Speed. And then he draws a conclusion here. And he said, well, I've done a lot of reporting on how they pushed out the $6 billion in Warp Speed contracts for vaccines. They did it through an intermediary company so that it couldn't be tracked. They did it through its Advanced Technology International, a government contractor that works mainly with, wait for it, the military and the surveillance technology companies with strong ties to the CIA and 2001's Dark Winter exercise. Again, coming back to the intelligence agencies, everything. The way this is operating, the way this is being done, even covering up these contracts, doing them secretly, why do they do it this way? They do it this way so that you can't file Freedom of Information Act requests. They do it so that nothing shows up, so that you can't track anything. As he points out, a major conflict of interest worth noting is Google's ownership of YouTube, which bans any discussion about vaccines. They call it misinformation. And, of course, I reported earlier in the program, they took down Google's YouTube, took down the White Coat Summit that was put up. They're censoring doctors. And, again, if you want to find that, go to ban.video. Remember, 2020electioncenter.com. Do that. Go to my channel. Take a look at the interviews. We put the full thing up there that they don't want you to see on YouTube. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes. But the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of money. But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime, racketeering is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, so as we look at this Operation Warp Speed, as we look at the compartmentalization around us, nobody at the FDA is allowed to see it except one high-ranking official. They are hiding the contracts that they have with Google and Oracle, even though you have the vaccine czar talking about how we got pharmacovigilance, co-vigilantes. Their vigilantes in this are Google and Oracle. But there's no evidence of any contract, no announcement except for the vaccine czar, who presumably knows what he's talking about because he's been saying this repeatedly in interview after interview, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Science Magazine. And yet what they're doing with this, like they did with the money that was funneled to the giant big pharmaceutical companies, $6 million of that so far. They do it through an intermediary that typically works with the CIA and the surveillance technology companies. Imagine that. And so when we see where this is rolling out and we understand that, you know, Ireland has now locked down the entire country, no deaths, only three in the last week, no deaths yesterday, but they're going to lock it down today for 6 weeks, 6 weeks. They had 1,200 cases, though, 1,200 cases. Doesn't mean that anybody was sick. Doesn't mean they had any symptoms. Doesn't mean they even went to the hospital. No deaths. We're going to lock down the entire country, not going to move more than 3 miles, and they've got the full Chinese surveillance system on your phone, red, yellow, green. You don't go anywhere unless you've been tested, and they've already talked about how, well, and then we'll turn this into the vaccine test. This is exactly what we've seen rolled out, the extension of the Chinese surveillance system that they implemented back in March. And so what is happening here? Well, we have President Trump and his White House. They're sitting, they say. A Business Insider says they're sitting on a $9 billion of money earmarked for COVID-19 testing. And they're blaming it on Scott Atlas because he is the only person in the Trump administration who is not on board with this. The only person. And so it's like, well, you got to get him out of there. And the people at the White House say, well, White House official told Business Insider the funds have not yet been drawn down or requested by the states. That's the only problem. We're not holding this back because Scott Atlas has pointed out that this is a fraud. Oh, no, I'd like to note that we recently announced the deployment of 150 million tests to states. So by no means are we winding down the testing. Yeah, I've complained about that. $150 million worth of tests, $150 million tests, $750 million, about $1 billion. Oh, but they got a lot more. They got $9 billion. Now think about that. If you can, if $5 a piece, right? $5 a piece. Oh, we're talking about 2 billion tests here. That tells you that they're going to be doing this every day. And they're going to be doing it for a long time. We only got 330 million people here in the U.S. If they're going to order 2 billion tests, just for starters, and that's just for starters. The White House has agreed that the Democrats' national coronavirus testing strategy, crows the Wall Street Journal. They say that they've allocated 75, and this part of the stimulus package here that's being quote-unquote negotiated. I don't know what the negotiations are. Nobody's moving on this except the Trump administration. They keep upping the ante to get closer and closer to what Pelosi is stonewalling for and demanding. Talk about weakness. Talk about the art of the deal. What a joke that is. And even as McConnell is saying, well, I don't know we're going to go any higher than that. You have President Trump saying, if we agree to something, these Republicans will agree to it. And during a phone call with Mnuchin, Pelosi raised McConnell's comments, and that was the context for what President Trump said. She said, well, you know, McConnell said he's not going to go any higher. Trump said, if I agree to it, they will go higher. The administration has agreed as part of this now about $2 trillion stimulus, quote unquote, because, you know, we don't need the welfare, President Trump, if you would stop the lockdown. And you could stop the lockdown in many of these Democrat and Republican states if you would repeal the executive emergency order, because that's what a lot of these extended lockdowns from these governors, both Republican and Democrat, are depending upon your federal executive order, as well as Fauci and the CDC's guidelines and recommendations. Nevertheless, $75 billion. It's not just $750 million. We're talking about $75 billion now. So $750 million, they've already sent $150 million of these test kits. They got another $9 billion that they want to do, which is going to be another, you know, $2 billion of these test kits. But then they want to do another $75 billion for testing and contact tracing. Now, that could buy, they're going to do contact tracing, so they'll put some money into that. But, I mean, you know, you're talking about tens of billions of these for 330 million people. That's a lot of daily testing. That's daily testing for a long time. And that's just one of these bills. In addition to $28 billion for vaccine distribution, said Mr. Mnuchin. And then you got Reason Magazine saying rapid home COVID-19 tests are the best path to a new normal, but they're illegal. Yeah, the FDA shut this thing down. I don't know. I don't trust, as I said before, it's not a test if it doesn't measure quantity. It's just, it's a psychological operation. Maybe Reason doesn't know that. Nevertheless, what's the problem with doing this at home? That cuts their surveillance out of the loop, right? If I were to send off, if I were to have a home test kit, I don't know if these things have to be sent off to a lab or if they can do it at home. It's a home testing kit. So you don't have to send this out to the lab. And you can get these a dollar each instead of the $5 one from Abbott Labs. The difference is that Abbott Labs has their built-in health pass and reporting structure. And you go to a central government figure to test you so that they know exactly what's going on. So this is like a home pregnancy test. It's none of their business whether you're pregnant or whether you got COVID-19 or whether this thing thinks you've got COVID-19. But see, the reason that they want to keep this illegal is because it's all about the tracking. That's what it's about. And using this test that doesn't work, that gives a false positive 93% of the time, they want you to get a 93% false positive rate. So they can use this as an excuse to lock this country down just like they've done Ireland. They're going to be doing this to everybody. So when we look at the what is happening, I mean, already you've got New York has now increased their list of quarantine states to 43 states. The state of New York is saying that they're not going to allow travel into their state. Now, see, that is a clear violation of the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause of the Constitution has been abused, perverted, inverted, to as an excuse to allow the government to say that they can enact the UN's war on drugs, even though they don't have any constitutional authority to prohibit anything. As you can see from the fact that they had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. And now they say, well, we don't need that anymore because we've got the Commerce Clause. Well, they had the Commerce Clause back then, too. The Commerce Clause was set up to keep what Cuomo is doing in New York from happening, to make sure that you're not going to restrict the travel of people or goods across state lines. And yet they're doing everything that they can in the name of protecting people against the coronavirus. Fox News, again, consider the source. CDC issues new guidance on face mask use for public transportation. Buckle up, everybody, and fasten that face mask. It's all about safety. Get your face diapers on, say the gazooned hype fearers. I think when it says buckle up, everybody, think about Eric Peters. No, they're saying they've issued new guidance for the use of face masks. They need to be on public transit all the time. You know, they should just go with a plan that Bojo has put out in London during the winter months in London where it's very cold and damp. They're just going to open up all the windows. Oh, yeah, that should do it. If people aren't sick, you know, anybody that gets a cold or respiratory or flu, and they will, if you open up the windows on the subway during the winter. Oh, yeah, it's coronavirus. We know that. Yeah, they wanted to make this a requirement, but it was ultimately shot down by the White House. But it was Mike Pence who pushed this. Mike Pence.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
History is now.
History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out from the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got at not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video, or write your own article, or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them, or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, together it adds up into giant things. Many hands make light work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue, look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
As I take this announcement, we are exactly 14 days out from the election. And the globalist-controlled Democrats know that America has woken up to them and turned against them. The whole planet is in a huge populist realignment. And so they've openly said, we need to go to pure authoritarianism, not just censorship, but physically attacking and arresting anyone that doesn't submit to our agenda. And they're on record saying that once they remove Trump, they are going to persecute Trump's base and going to try to prosecute us and put us all in prison. This is what all the old Clintonistas are saying. It's what the Obama bots are saying. It's what Keith Oberman's saying. It's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. This is their stated criminal authoritarian intent. And they intend to keep the lockdowns going forever and forced inoculations. Trump is trying to end the lockdowns and is saying vaccines will be voluntary. Donald Trump or die. We've got to get Trump in. Everybody get out there and vote and tell your family to vote now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
October 5th article for the New York Times entitled China's Mealtime Appeal Amid the Food Supply Worries, Don't Take More Than You Can Eat. So what do they tell them? People are starving in China. That's what they used to tell us when we didn't eat all of our food back in the 1950s and 60s. And people really were starving in China because of central planning. And it wasn't just a failure. It was by design. They used starvation to establish their political control. And it's coming again. That part of the Chinese virus is also coming for us, not just the tracking, but that type of thing as well. And so, folks, you want to prepare for that. And we have things to help you to prepare for that. Right now, while we don't have a food shortage, while we've been able to somewhat catch up to this, we have the preparewithalex.com specials. Working with My Patriot Supply, we have $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply. We have $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air purifier, and many other specials at preparewithalex.com. We also have our Black Friday specials, Black Friday in October, up to 60% off, plus triple Patriot points and free shipping on many of our most popular products, things like Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula, or our vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. 50% off plus free shipping, both of those, as well as Brainforce Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping and triple Patriot points, Turbo Force as well. We have 60% off and free shipping and triple Patriot points on ExtendoWise. Take a look at the products and the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, I want to talk a little bit about how you can push back against corporations, because they're going to be the ones who are going to be rolling this out. And as I was saying before we went to break, Fox News is very excited about the fact that CDC has issued new guidance on face mask use for public transportation. Buckle up, everybody. Fasten that face mask. We have new guidelines on the use of public transit. So whether you're traveling via air, sea, or land, you're going to have to wear facial coverings throughout the entire journey, say our new masters at the CDC. Now, they wanted to make this a requirement, but they made it now a guideline and recommendation. What difference does that make? It is a distinction without a difference. A little bit stronger if they made it a requirement. You had the White House say, I think that's maybe a little bit too far. And CDC has pressed transit operators to refuse boarding to anyone who refuses to wear a mask for the duration of the travel, beyond exceptions for briefly eating or drinking, or to verify your identity to the TSA and your other masters. Pull down your face mask. I got to see here. Where's your identity papers? You got your health pass? You got your vaccine identification passport here? All right, put this one in the detention center here. Your health test has expired. CDC's latest recommendations followed a request from Vice President Pence to CDC Director Robert Redfield. And it further empowers commercial airlines to enforce mask-wearing policies during transit. Listen, folks, when and if the Republicans lose this time or later, they will come out as the new champions of freedom. And accept them, because, you know, they will work with you to fight the Democrats simply because they're out of power and they want to get power back. But don't you ever forget that these are the people who stabbed you in the back to take your freedom when they had the power. Don't you ever forget that. Let's take a look. This is a lady who has a website. It's the The Healthy American, Peggy Hall. Let's play video clip number 3. She talks about corporations forcing you to wear masks. Video clip 3.
This is a special message for the Sprouts senior leadership team. My name is Peggy Hall, and I'm from thehealthyamerican.org, and I represent millions of healthy Americans that are reaching out to you to let you know that your store policies are violating established law. No store may make a policy that violates established law. That would be like saying at Sprouts, you can steal someone else's wallet if that wallet is left unintended. And the law enforcement cannot do anything because your store policy says that someone can steal someone else's wallet as long as it's in your store. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, it's just as ridiculous as you preventing individuals from shopping in your store because they are not wearing a mask. I'm going to share with you exactly why you and your management and your associates are actually violating law on many levels. So first, what I would like to do is to explain to you that your employees are not law enforcement officers. They do not have the legal authority to stop someone, to ask them if they are wearing a mask and why or why not. Also, they are not medical professionals, and they are not licensed to give medical advice such as wearing a mask, which is a type of medical intervention. Finally, you are directing your employees to violate federal and state civil law.
That's right. And that is the Americans with Disabilities Act, OSHA requirements, and so forth. On her site, there is a letter that was put together by someone. Cease and desist your mandatory mask policy. Directed to Sprouts is a natural foods chain that's here in Texas, this particular one in Lubbock. And the article says, you are in violation of both the city of Lubbock and the state of Texas masking laws. both of which make provisions for medical exemptions. You are not allowing medical exemptions in violation of both of these laws. And I said, here's a couple of things I think you should consider. Number one, as she just pointed out, you are not a police officer. You are not empowered to enforce laws. You are practicing medicine without a license as well, which is illegal in all states in America. It is a felony. It carries with it a prison term of 1 to 8 years. You are practicing medicine. You are practicing, you're acting as if you're police officers. You're neither one of those, you corporations who are trying to force masks on people. Number two, medical professionals can only prescribe medical procedures, which means that they give advice. They are not even legally allowed to mandate a medical procedure. In order for doctors to mandate a medical procedure, they first need to either obtain a medical power of attorney document over a patient and or declare the person unconscious and or unfit to decline a life-saving procedure. You, as a business, have neither medical power of attorney over me, nor have I hired you to even be my doctor. You are also violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires you to make reasonable accommodations for people with a religious exemption for wearing masks, because discrimination based on religion is also illegal. You also demand that customers wear masks with no medical exemptions, fraudulently assuming that masks work, and they do not, because the air easily slips around the edges, and even through the center of it, the virus particles are too small. They point out in this letter in great detail. I'm just reading you the highlights of this. The test kits also do not work. Test kits have a 50 to 80% false positive rate. This is where they're wrong. It's 90 to 93%, depending on whether you're talking about the PCR or the Abbott Labs rapid test. The rate of positives has always been about 10% from the beginning of the crisis. So the increase that you're seeing in the number of cases is directly related to the increased number of testings going on. That's why this is so dangerous, what the Trump administration is doing. 150 million test kits. They've got another $9 billion worth of it ready to go out. Another $75 billion worth of them to go out, according to the agreement that they're making with the Democrats. While the confirmed case counts have been going up, there's no such thing as a confirmed case, because the test kits say directly on them that they're not to be used for diagnostic purposes, and on and on. Look, folks, when we look at this, what you said from the very beginning is what I've said from the very beginning about censorship. You don't have the right to steal my wallet because I'm in your store, and you say that's your company policy. The government has an obligation to stop that kind of theft. The government is there to protect our God-given individual liberties. They do not grant our liberties. Our liberties are not granted by the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights just says to the government, you will not take them. But the Declaration of Independence says that your purpose of government is to defend our liberties, not to aggressively take them away from us. And I've said this about free speech from the very beginning. When they purged InfoWars, I said, this is a very dangerous precedent, and now it's being extended into every aspect of our life. I mean, we even see this now with the debates. They're going to pull the plug on President Trump in real time. I mean, it's not enough for them to rig the debates with having the moderator on the side of Biden. They're also going to pull the plug. But they've been doing this through their corporations for a long time. That is the very model. And that's what this is based on as well. Private-public partnership for fascist control.